My guest is Jocelyn Baird. She is a Next Advisor content manager. She'll tell you what Next Advisor is. She covers identity theft, security software, personal loans, payday loans, credit repair, diet programs, and photo cards. She's a graduate of Syracuse University and currently resides in the San Francisco Bay Area. And when she's not busy writing, she enjoys reading, petting all the dogs in existence, and drinking lots of coffee. That sounds like somebody out in California. Jocelyn, welcome to Home and Family Finance. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I just imagine with the background that you have, that you must really feel ripped when you hear about people being ripped off by hackers when just using a little common sense could save them a lot of money and aggravation. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is difficult to hear because there are so many simple things that people can do that I think they don't think about. For example, not using public Wi-Fi when filing their taxes is a big thing.
You say not using public Wi-Fi? What does that mean? Come on, I don't know. I don't understand this stuff, Jocelyn. So tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, so basically, you know, have you ever gone to Starbucks and connected to the internet there? And it's great for checking your email or maybe, you know, looking at a couple of websites you like. But networks like that are not secured. They're free and open for pretty much anyone to use. They're not password protected usually. Or if they are, it's not very strong because anyone can use it. So that's the kind of thing that you want to avoid doing your taxes or looking at your bank statements online using.
Wow.
Because
Jocelyn,
anyone
wait a minute.
Could be
Jocelyn, wait a minute. Are you
watching
telling
you?
Me? Are you telling me that I can't go to Chipotle, get a cup of coffee there, and put all my life online, and somebody might see that? Is that you really are saying that it's not the place to do that? Right?
I am. Yeah, and people do that because they know that people connect to those networks and don't really think about it. So you never know who's listening in. It's best to do anything of importance using your own home network that you know is protected.
Okay, so that's the better thing to do, one that you know is locked and controlled as opposed to one of these public Wi-Fi places to go, and especially at airports as well. Just don't put your personal business out there is what you seem to be saying.
Yeah, definitely. It's very important not to put your personal business anywhere that you don't know who's looking at it or who might be getting to it.
Is this being done a lot by people? I mean, are people really putting their tax information up on these sites or on these Wi-Fi networks and trying to get that through to the IRS?
I think a lot of people do stuff like that, or they don't protect their own home networks and don't really think about the consequences of not protecting whatever network they're using. It's very popular for people to use their phone for things now, and people don't protect their phones.
Yeah, it's part of the new tech. I mean, I guess it's part of the new way that that we are, you know, able to use this technology. But if I hear you correctly, you're saying you've got to be very careful when you use this technology to make sure that you are protected.
Yeah, it's very important. Anytime you're using any type of technology, when you e-file, you know, it's very easy and convenient to e-file, but you want to make sure that you're using a reputable service as well. You know, we hear the big ones, H&R Block and TurboTax. There are a million other little companies out there, and a lot of them will say, we can get you a better deal. But you really want to make sure that they aren't just a scammer front looking to take your information and your money and then use your identity for tax fraud.
Well, what about identity theft protection services? Can they be helpful?
They can be helpful in a lot of ways. Unfortunately, when it comes to tax identity theft specifically, no one can really help with that as far as preventing it, except for you as far as keeping your information safe. Because the only way to really find out that you have become a victim of tax fraud is when you go to file and you find out, oh, there's already been a return filed in my name. But identity theft protection services are great in general to have, because if your information were to get out there and be misused, they'll let you know, you know, someone had opened up a utilities account 3 states away in your name. Did you do this? And if not, they'll help you go through the correct processes and channels to get that taken care of.
So the question then becomes, I guess, when we get down into the nitty gritty of this, and we're talking with Jocelyn Baird, who's an expert on this content advisor on how we can protect ourselves. Are online forms safe? And how do I know who's getting my information?
Online forms can be safe, but you really need to know who you're giving your information to, which can be the tricky part. There are a lot of companies that will take data you put in. You know, you go to a website, you enter some information about your name and your email address and maybe your home address, and they will sell that information to third-party companies who then use it for God knows what.
Well, it's just a whole new world out there, and that's why we're talking with Jocelyn Baird, who is an expert on what can happen to you. She's giving you information, folks, that can save you not only your money, but a lot of time and hassle. There's nothing worse than to find out your identity has been preempted by someone, that you've been hacked. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jocelyn about what you can do to protect yourself. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Barry. We are talking with Jocelyn Baird about the best ways to protect yourself when you file online for your tax return. Yes, it is convenient. Yes, it is much easier. But just how safe is it? Jocelyn has given us some indication. First of all, let's just eliminate one aspect of this. Don't go to Starbucks to do your taxes, folks. Just don't do it. Stay in your house where you know you've got a private website that is not public, that belongs to you, that nobody else can get in on, at least you don't think they can, and you improve your odds tremendously. So is that the most – what other ways can I be safe when filling out online forms, Jocelyn?
Well, one of the best things, like I was saying earlier, is to do your research on who you're using. You know, if you're going to do the e-file – there are plenty of websites like H&R Block or TurboTax, which I mentioned before, that have been vetted and, you know, they are legitimate services that do good work. But if you're going to use something else, just do your research on the company. Make sure that it's a legitimate company, or a quick Google search on a company can give you a wealth of information. It's also important to look at the URL for the website that you're visiting. Mm-hmm. Make sure everything is spelled correctly, and also look for at the start of the URL, you want it to say HTTPS. Most websites you'll see will be HTTP. The S stands for secure, and it means the website encrypts its data to help make it more difficult for hackers to gain access. So anytime you're using anything like tax filing or your bank or anything else secure, you want to make sure to look for that. A lot of browsers will also change color. They'll change to green, and you can look at the security certificates. These are just things that you can do to make sure that you're using a good website in the first place.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this question, because obviously it's more than just a gentle notion here to make sure you're protected. Are there any places I can go to get information that tell me what you're saying? That, like, does Next Advisor, can I go there and find out how to protect myself?
Yes, you can. NextAdvisor.com, we perform reviews and comparisons of all these services in a variety of categories. And we tell you, you know, this company, this is what they do good. This is what they might not do as well. Here's where you're going to get the best for your money. Here's where you're going to get the best customer service. So we compare all the top websites.
Oh, that's great. How much does that cost me, if anything?
It costs you nothing to read our reviews. Our website is totally free. You know, all of our information is available straight away. If you visit our website, it's right there for you.
Okay, and tell me again. Give me the website address so I know where to go.
It's nextadvisor.com.
Okay, next, N-E-X-T, folks, advisor.com. That's mm-hmm. where you can go. The information is there. Look, there's the only thing that's going to keep you from getting ripped off is you. You have to be the person that cares enough to say, wait a minute, I'm not just going to put my dollars out here on the line and let somebody grab and take my money. And it's just simple as go to the website. Read through what you need to do. Listen to what Jocelyn is saying to you as it relates to protecting yourself. And you've got a good chance that you're going to get through the process, and it's not going to get your money stolen by somebody who will do it in a skinny minute if you let them know the information that they need to know. An interesting question came up as we prepared for this, and perhaps you can answer it. Am I safer? Am I safer working from my computer than I would be from my my smartphone? Or does it make a difference, Jocelyn?
It really depends on the connection you're using, as well as the, you know, what security measures you've put in place. There are currently apps for smartphones that work like security software for your computer. A lot of people don't know that those exist or don't think about putting them on their phones, but it's a good idea. These apps will tell you. They're usually from the companies like Norton or McAfee, and they'll tell you, you know, this is this application you're trying to download is unsafe, or you're connected to an unsecure network. It gives you an extra layer of protection. So if you're going to be using your mobile phone for a variety of different things, it's a good idea to consider something like that.
Okay, would you use a mobile phone at any time to file your taxes, or would you? Even if you knew the website was secure, would you feel comfortable doing? I'm trying to let people know what the level is. I guess you should take a minute to decide whether it's worth the risk, right?
Yeah. I haven't actually considered filing by phone. Usually I do it by my computer just because it's easier with all the forms I have to access. But I suppose it's not any less safe on your phone if you're connected to a secure network while you're doing it, I would say.
Oh, what about offline? Being careful there is equally important, right?
Definitely. If you're mailing in a paper form, you're definitely going to want to make sure that you use certified mail when you go to send that into the IRS. Certified mail will ensure that your mail gets to where it's supposed to be going, and there's a signature required, so you will know for sure that it wasn't intercepted by some scammer who, you know, took your information and filed a fraudulent tax report in your name.
And again, folks, what Jocelyn is talking about is happening every day to someone out there. Don't you be the person that gets caught in this, because it is a hassle. It's a loss of your money and time, and you just don't want to be involved with it. Jocelyn, I it's amazing. I think all of this technology is great, but it does require a different level of sophistication to deal with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, in some ways, I think it can be easier, but it definitely takes a lot of kind of changing your way of thinking about how you do things. It feels safer sometimes to do things offline than online, just because there's so much extra security you have to learn to do things safely online.
Yeah, and the point that you make there is you always have the option, folks. You might want to be with it and, you know, do stuff online, and that's cool, that's great. Why not? But remember, if there's any question that you have about the safety of doing it online, go offline. Certify the letter, do it the old-fashioned way, and keep your old-fashioned money in your pocket. We'll be right back with more. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Jocelyn Baird. She is a Next Advisor content manager who covers identity theft, security software, and a lot of other things, but this graduate of Syracuse University has just spent the last 10 minutes or so telling you what to look out for and how to avoid being a victim, a ripoff victim by somebody in the cyber world who's ripping you off. But let's suppose, Jocelyn, God forbid, that despite your best warnings and everything that we've talked about, somebody has, in fact, been ripped off in some form or fashion. Now the question is, what do they do?
It depends a lot on the type of ripoff that how your identity has been stolen. If you find out that you've been a victim of tax fraud, which you'll usually find out through the IRS or through your state government when you try to file, what you want to do is you want to report it as soon as possible to the IRS. You also want to report your identity theft to the FTC, and you want to put a freeze on your credit file, because if someone filed a tax return using your information, that means that your Social Security number is probably out there being used. And so you want to freeze your credit with three main bureaus, which will prevent any more fraud from happening in your name.
Anything else you should do?
Basically, I would also suggest, you know, if you're not already using an identity theft protection service, to get signed up with one, just because the general hassle of the process to talk to creditors and get your credit cleaned up, you know, if someone's been opening utilities accounts in your name, it's a lot of hassle. It's a lot of paperwork, and having someone on your side to help you fill out that paperwork, help you make those phone calls is really helpful.
Someone like who? Who are you suggesting you should use?
In our reviews, we typically suggest Identity Guard is a really good service, or Trusted ID.
Okay.
Both of these services not only provide a ton of monitoring of your information, but if you have a problem, they're really good about helping you to restore your name and restore your credit.
Are they the same as an agency that I hear advertised a lot called LifeLock? Are those the same things, or no, are those different?
They are the same thing. We do review LifeLock as well. They don't rank as high, but what we try to do with all of our reviews on our website is to tell you, you know, the good about every service and what you're going to get. So LifeLock is, you know, a good option for some people.
Okay. And do they all cost about the same for their service?
It varies. Most services, though, will cost about $20 a month or less, which really for, you know, the sanctity of your sanity as far as protecting your identity, it's that's not too much. That's like five Starbucks trips.
Well, it's so important. We can laugh about it because it's sometimes so ironic. I mean, now they're actually getting 10,000 calls a week from these scammers who are calling people and saying you owe us money, and we're going to put you in jail. This is the IRS. They have a 202 number, so it looks like it's coming from Washington, and they have a little bit of information and. Jocelyn, they're making lots of money, and people are actually going to the bank and taking money out and putting it in cards and giving them a number so that they can. What's wrong with people here? I mean, there is no solution for stupidity. I mean, that's just stupid.
No,
you know,
there's not. But I think it's a matter of just being suspicious all the time. You know, if you get a phone call, even if it scares you, even if they say, you know, we're the IRS, we're the FBI, we're going to knock down your door. First of all, it's very important to know that the IRS does not contact people by phone. They don't contact people by phone or by email. They send out letters through the standard postal mail. So if you get a phone call like that, even if you think it might be legitimate, whether it's from, you know, someone claiming to be from the IRS or even your doctor's office, if you're suspicious, ask as many questions as possible. Scammers hate answering lots of questions.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to hang up and get the number from a website or a business card or a piece of mail and call back and ask, is this actually an issue? Do I need to give you money? What's going on?
All right. Wonderful stuff, Jocelyn. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much for giving us the tips that may save us a lot of money. We appreciate your time. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Yeah, definitely. It was really great. Thank you for having me.
Jocelyn Baird, Next Advisor Content Manager. Go there if you want more information. It's been a pleasure being with you. Thanks so much for taking time to join us. We hope we've said something or told you something that might make your life a lot more profitable and a lot easier to live. That's what it's all about. Be financially fit. Until we see you next week. This is Paul Berry. Have a good day.